Take that!
Huddled in a small, overcrowded tent with many standing outside in wet, snowy weather, elderly African-American veterans and elected officials joined to mark the formal groundbreaking of a future memorial for African-American veterans. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul was among the numerous speakers who say this honor is overdue.
I feel I'm in the presence of greatness, individuals who endured so much that young men in our military today would not know about, discrimination, and the inability to even eat in the same place, the same building, and to serve in the exact same place, and to travel together simply because of the color of your skin.
When finished, the monument will feature 12 pillars, one for each conflict in which African Americans served, dating back to the Revolutionary War. Project Chairman Warren Galloway says they've raised $1 million, but need about $500,000 more.
We will be planning for the monument's dedication that prayerfully, it will be next Veterans Day. We will be here cutting the ribbon. And we also are securing and we're asking for support and help in the purchasing of bricks.
Those commemorative bricks will be laid at the monument. Mayor Byron Brown stated the city will provide the dollars to fill any funding gaps to make sure the project proceeds. Paul Woods, who served in the Pacific Theater of World War II, says yes, there was segregation, but he insists he did not let it bother him.
The white would eat on this side of the mission hall, and the blacks would eat on that side of the mission hall. But we all took reveille the same time and salute the flag at the same time.
And in about a year, Woods and his peers will finally be honored alongside their many other counterparts. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.